Russia just defending itself from capitalism, says Italian Communist Party. By Chris Tomlinson on May 11, 2022. Members of the far-left Italian Communist Party, PCI, have expressed sympathy for Russia and its president Vladimir Putin, claiming that the Russian invasion of Ukraine is a matter of self-defense for Russia. The party recently made headlines for a poster to celebrate victory in Europe. The Day on May 8, which advertised an event in Monte Brunestini Casalina that featured the Z symbol used by the Russian military during its so-called special operation in Ukraine. While the Z symbol on the poster was used to spell the city of Zagarola where the event was being held, reports stated there was a widespread perception that the symbol was also in support of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Instead of shying away from the controversy, the party spoke to Italian media, claiming that they believed the conflict was caused not by Russia, but by the NATO military alliance, Italian newspaper Il Giornale reports. The Z is also on the vehicles that bring food and aid to the population, not only that of Donbas but also that of Ukraine. The party members stated and added, "This is a war clearly and openly declared by NATO. Putin is one who must defend himself," the party said, and claimed that capitalism was what was actually driving the conflict. Support for President Putin in Europe since the start of the conflict with Ukraine has been rare, even with parties and voters who were traditionally more sympathetic to Russia, such as Marine Le Pen's National Rally, who, according to a recent poll, overwhelmingly stated Putin was responsible for the situation. However, the French poll also revealed that 68% of the French held NATO partially responsible for the conflict, and a majority believed US President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also had some responsibility for the conflict. While pro-Putin stances are rare, some countries have eased on Russia, particularly on the issue of sanctions, with movements such as Hungary agreeing to pay for Russian energy in rubles if asked, a demand made by President Putin in March toward unfriendly countries, and Germany blocking attempts by the EU to boycott Russian energy. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.